This is today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight. Farmers and gardeners have been in a frenzy trying to get their crops sowed. While farmers have a much bigger challenge, considering their fields have been flooded, home gardeners have had to deal with rain and the cold temperatures we had, which meant a late start to our peppers and tomatoes. I just received tomato plants that I ordered online last week. It was a joy to be able to plant last weekend in between graduation parties. I also got some container plantings done. I have pictures on GardenBite.com. With the late start, we may have more green tomatoes at the end of the season. While plenty of predictions abound, the one thing we don't want is above-average rain and storms. Unfortunately, the southern parts of our country have seen that, and there might be the opportunity for our Midwest gardens. I would suggest considering investing in hoop nets or making your own. I have a link from GardenBite.com on how to make them with rebar, flexible PVC pipe, and garden netting. There are a couple of reasons for netting. One is to keep pests from your vegetables, in particular cabbage, broccoli, squash, and other vining veggies. The other is, if it does get cold, you can cover your tomatoes and peppers. Now, that does mean you have to consider the height your tomatoes can reach and create the hoop accordingly, or you can choose to cover them individually. Just be sure to secure them into the ground or they'll be swept away with the wind. If we have a lot of moisture, your tomatoes may also be susceptible to late blight. Late blight is caused by a water mold and needs high levels of moisture to thrive. I'll have more on that subject on my website. Find Garden Bite on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and coming soon, more videos on YouTube. Send me your comments, questions, and suggestions for future bites. That's today's Garden Bite. I'm Terry Knight.